King's College London is running a research programme called STAR, which tests a new device, the iRay, that treats wet age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. It aims to reduce or eliminate the need for eye injections, which is usual treatment. I spoke to ophthalmic consultant Asima Misra and her patient Pam Brown, who had the iRay treatment in London. The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital now has an iRay machine too, and there are just 5 of these machines in the UK. A few months ago, the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital unveiled a brand new machine which is transforming the treatment of disease of the eye. I'm at the Norfolk and Norwich today to find out about its very new iRay machine. And I'm delighted to be here talking to Asima Misra, who is a consultant ophthalmologist, and Pamela Brown, who's tried the machine out. Firstly, I believe there's only 5 of these machines in the country, is that right?
Yes, that's Asima? Correct, yes.
And so could you first tell me about the machine and how Norwich acquired it?
Yes, so the machine delivers 3 beams of low-grade radiotherapy to the macula, which is the part of the retina that's in the question here. The macula is part of the retina, and it has the problem with macular degeneration is that you have an abnormal blood vessel that starts to leak and bleed, and that's what causes the problems with the vision, and it affects your central vision. So if you're reading or you're looking at somebody's face, that's the kind of thing that's the part of the vision that's affected. So the machine is able to target the leaking blood vessel and helps to seal that up, to stop it leaking and bleeding with the low-grade, low-power radiotherapy. So we were very interested. We have an elderly population in Norwich and it affects the elderly. And so we were very interested in acquiring the machine with the idea that if it's going to help our patients and reduce the effects of the disease. And currently the only treatment is injections, which we give to patients, and some patients have that every 4 to 6 weeks. So it's quite a big impact on resources and on the patient's time. So the burden of the disease is quite high. So this machine was shown to reduce the number of injections that patients need for this condition. And so we were very interested in using it as part of the STAR study, which is currently run by King's College Hospital in London, to see if we would be able to help. Initially, we were sending patients to London, and that was putting off a lot of patients. It's quite a trek. It's one visit, but it wasn't an easy thing to do. They're an elderly population and usually would need a relative or somebody to go with them. So we asked King's Hospital and we asked Zeiss, who make the machine, and they said that they would donate the machine to us. We've done very well with recruitment. We've currently treated 31 patients in total under the study. We aimed for 15, so we've surpassed that. And we've treated 18 patients, so that are our own patients, and 4 from outside hospitals, James Paget and Colchester Hospital. And we've got a wonderful team of nurses who basically run the service together with research coordinators. And it's proving to be, obviously we don't know what the results will be, but the study so far has been very successful here.
When you say what the results will be, what is STAR actually looking to find out?
Yes, so it's looking to see if we'll be able to reduce the number of injections that patients receive. So currently the only treatment is injections, as I said, the injections delivered into the eye. Patients have to come and see us every 6 weeks, and most of them are injected every 6 to 8 to 12 weeks, something like that. And that's ongoing, and that's for life. The initial studies with the radiotherapy machine showed about 25% of patients, once they've had the radiotherapy, end up with no injections or just 1 following the radiotherapy. So it will have a huge impact on reducing the burden of disease on the patients, and obviously hospital resources and expense. So we are hoping it will reduce the number of injections that patients need.
Thank you. And Pamela, can I ask you, tell me about what your experience
was. Right, well, My initial experience was getting ready one Tuesday morning to go away for a few days with friends. I do a lot of craft work, and I suddenly realised one eye was, I had a big orange globe in front of it, and didn't think anything about it, gave it a rub, blinked a few times and got on and had a jolly good time away. Found out I was deaf while I was away because I couldn't hear everything going on. When I got home, I said to my daughter, I've got to go and have my hearing tested. I might see the optician as well sometime. Why? Anyway, I'd do it if I was you, Mum. And I went. I phoned up the following morning, the Saturday bank holiday, Saturday morning. And without even getting my foot in the optician's, I was referred to the hospital straight away, which was lovely on a bank holiday Saturday. And they were very good and did lots of examinations and referred me then onto the eye clinic. And that was when it was found out that I had macular degeneration and needed eye injections. I think I had about three consecutive injections, and at one point I was asked if I would consider going on to this course. I said yes straight away. My great-grandmother was blind. My grandmother was losing her sight rapidly. I think she had what in those days were probably cataracts, but were called rheumy eyes. My mother and sister both had signs of a cataracts, and I thought I was okay, but I obviously wasn't. And there was no hesitation. I was told all about the various things, tests. I would have to go through a series of tests to show I was an appropriate candidate. And that was when I went up to London, as Miss Mistress said. That was no ordeal for me. My daughter did all the arrangements. We had just, it was a bit of a jolly for us. And we had a lovely time, met a really nice people there who were equally informative about what was going on. I didn't know whether I actually had the treatment or not. Nobody knows. The consultants, the nurses, nobody knows. But since that time, just over 2 years ago, I've only had to have one more injection. And I've got a feeling I might have been one of the lucky ones. So I was very well pleased to take part. That was no problem for me at all.
It's a much easier process.
Oh, gosh. Well, yeah, you just have this zap once and that's it. I mean, the thing that I was on, I've been coming up weekly, monthly for 2 years, and that speaks for itself as far as I'm concerned. I think I have. I really do.
Will you be told formally?
No, I will not be told until the trial is complete. Everyone who's on the trial, I think it's a period 4 years, and at the end of that, I mean, there'll be a report, obviously, I think. All the people who've been on the or on this research course will be told the results. So whether we'll be told as individuals, whether we've got, doesn't matter. But if the main thing is if it proves it works for enough people to make it really worthwhile and to stop the inconvenience of the injections, the cost of the staff. I mean, just standing there next to a machine zapping somebody compared to injecting eyes monthly or however has got to be worthwhile.
They're more pleasant for you, I should imagine.
Oh, yes. Mind you, I can think of a lot worse things that could happen to me than having an injection in my eyes. They don't faze me at all. And I have to say, all through the course, the staff have been immensely supportive at all levels. Anything I need to ask, you start off, you don't know anyone very well. Well, we're silly to say family, but at my very last meeting, there'd been an article in the newspaper about a drug which is used in Europe, which costs a lot less than an injection. Is it a drug, do you call it? That is used here in this country. And I spoke to the consultant I see, Mr. Jones, and he took time out to sit and explain the reasons why, the fors, the against, and that. And, you know, that makes such a difference. It really does. I'm not frightened of speaking up, but there's a lot of people who, I'm sure, would like to be told these things. And that is important. But the team have always been wonderful. I've had moons to them as well, you know how you do. But we get on very well.
Yes. Thank you very much.
No, not at all, my pleasure.
There's one thing I'd like to ask you, which is the advice looking out for macular degeneration.
Yes, there is. So, as I said earlier, macular degeneration affects the central vision. So you're really looking out for signs that the central vision is changing. Firstly, before you get to that stage, it's important to maintain a healthy diet. And there are certain food groups that really do help with the nutrition of the retina. So that would be leafy green vegetables such as kale and broccoli, cabbage, nuts are good, oily fish, that kind of thing. And there's plenty of information out there if people wanted to find out. And smoking is a big risk factor to develop macular degeneration. And obviously it's a risk factor for lots of things, but we know it's the number one preventable thing that we can do is not smoke. And then just be aware of the symptoms. So any distortion, so for example, if a straight line isn't straight anymore, so that's looking at door frames, window frames, telegraph poles, all those things in normal everyday life, they should be straight. And if they're not, blinds, if you've got blinds in your house, horizontal lines. So if you get any distortion of straight lines, or you have a blur in the middle of your vision, so you're looking at somebody's face and it looks blurry, or a black spot in the middle of your vision. So you would want to check each eye at a time, probably do it once a week, something like that, and just have something that you look at, whether that's a picture of your grandchildren or something like that, or a telegraph pole outside your bedroom window. And then see an optician or a GP straight away if you're concerned. Opticians are probably easier to get into. Obviously, you've got lots of them. They're on the high street. You can walk in. And they have a fast-track referral system straight through to us. So they will fax a referral through and we will do our best to see you within 48 hours if there's a suspicion of wet macular degeneration. So really picking it up and then seeing somebody straight away, not thinking it's going to go away. Even if it's a false alarm, it doesn't matter. We're very happy to see you, reassure you, and explain a little bit more about it. But yes, so those would be the main things, really.
Thank you. Would you recommend people having sight checks every year?
Yes, so we do recommend yearly checks, but obviously anything could happen during the year, so it's still something to monitor during the year. And some people who've got early signs of the disease, not the wet form but the dry form, which is a much slower wear and tear process, may benefit from eye vitamins. So your chemist can will stock vitamin tablets that are specific for the eye. And whether your optician might suggest it or we might suggest it, that's useful for some people as well.
It seems sort of unusual to avoid a problem by eating different food. It's hard to quite make the connection.
Yeah, I think we're understanding more and more that what we eat and what we take in our bodies affects everything. And, you know, all the parts of our body gain the nutrition from the food we eat. And so certainly they've found that in certain food groups, it helps with what the retina needs. So that's definitely proven. And that's what they put in the vitamin tablets as well.
Well, it's useful to know that. It's useful to know it to prevent it, really, isn't it? Mm. Yeah, thank you. Will those people who have had the placebos, would they get the opportunity to be treated at the end of the...
Yes, they will.
So you'd find out, yeah.
And for every 3 patients on the study, 2 patients will get the actual radiotherapy treatment.
The initial studies with smaller numbers have shown very positive results. And what they did from those studies is take out the group of patients that responded best. And so in the STAR study, we're looking at that group that responded best. So hopefully we will be able to pick out the patients that we are confident will respond well to the treatment. But there's no reason why we couldn't. It's a one-off treatment, why we couldn't try it on, and we have the machine now. So where most people could undergo the treatment. But we certainly think we've identified the group that will do better.
That's great. That's really good news, isn't it? And thank you very much.
I was talking to ophthalmic consultant Asima Misra and her patient Pam Brown about the new iRay machine.